right, so I'm going to talk about pricing your offers and doing that online, and it's going to come across rather ranty, like whenever I talk, it usually does anyway. You don't need to take that personally. Obviously, I'm not aiming this at any one particular person. It's because I have multiple conversations around this multiple times, and more importantly, it's for obviously the people who are not my clients that need to listen to this, because my clients already know this because they get it drilled into them and they get the proof. I guess the proof is always in the pudding when you execute something and it works, even though you didn't think it was going to work in the first place. And what I'm talking about is, at the moment, because of the world situation and the pandemic, etc., we've been able to, as a collective group of coaches in this field, we're very, very lucky to have been able to just turn on Zoom or turn on whatever online portal it is that you're having a video call with people, and you know, then you can kind of offer them something, or maybe they're watching videos, or maybe they're doing it through a Facebook group, whatever. You know, you've got the internet. You're so lucky that we're one of the industries that's been able to do that if you've chosen to do it. But what I'm seeing a lot of, and it's one, it's detrimental to the longevity of your own business. Two, it's just bloody not right to begin with. And three, you need to stop doing it if you are doing it. And that's dropping your prices because you think that because you're servicing people online, that somehow your sessions had to do with you being able to touch their skin and now you can't touch their skin anymore. Or you being able to physically be within the same energy of 1 meter of them and you can't do that anymore. Now, I know all around the world, some countries and states, etc., are able to go back to much more face-to-face training than some others. But most of my coaches that have experienced the online stuff now because of the pandemic have kept quite a percentage of their business in that realm, and it's forced them to go and deliver and try and launch and receive money for other packages. But something that we always do, that I've always stressed for them, is that the value that you're providing to your clients, and you would know this if you're an experienced coach, I'm talking to you, the value that you have always been providing for your clients has always been in the conversation that you have in between the reps. I know that people can train harder when we're there with them. Trust me, I know. I love having a training partner there for that reason. I love having a trainer with me for that reason. I love someone else running a program for me for that reason, right? Because I'm accountable to them, etc. But let's face it, for somebody who's making incremental health changes, they need to change multiple habits, well, one or two a week, or as many as they can possibly do. And it's in the time that they're not with you during the week that they're actually doing those things. Yes, they might be asking you questions. Yes, you might be sending them material in between based on whatever they need. Yes, you might be totally, you know, their person, their cheerleader, their whatever, but you're there to shorten the journey for them, right? You cannot tell me that there's any other reason that you're there for. You're there to get the person results in as quick as amount of time as possible. End of story. Whether you do that through a computer screen or whether you do that through touching one of the muscles that you want them to fire off a little bit better or not is irrelevant. It honestly is irrelevant. The amount that you can help somebody transform is in your words, if you are an experienced coach. If you're not, then this is not for you, because you don't know what you're doing and you need to be practicing doing what you're doing, helping the people get the results, and that in turn will help you attract more of those people. It helps remind you what you're doing. It helps remind you about what your cause is and why you're doing this, etc. So it's very super important to always be doing your modality of trade and remembering what you do, I think personally, whatever that is. Right? I like coaching people, I like helping, I like teaching, so it's important for me to be constantly doing that. It's important for me personally to be in touch with clients all the time. I like it. It reminds me what I do. It fits in with my genius, which is more important than any other thing that I could be doing, like, for example, building a website or a bloody sales page or any of that stuff. Like, that doesn't fit in with what I find easy to do, so I will always be able to attract better clients, make more money, all the rest of that, have a better business, lifestyle, all that stuff, if I focus on the bits that I'm good at. And the same goes for you. Now, when it comes to what you're doing with your clients online, it doesn't matter if it's exercises or... Okay, here are some of the excuses that I hear. I'm going to go through them for you so I can help you to overcome them for yourself, really. they don't have the right equipment, you don't have the right equipment to be able to demonstrate the exercise, blah, blah, blah. All right, if you're an experienced coach, I'm telling you right now, that's bullshit. You know how to train somebody's body just by varying tempo, rest, sets, pausing, like everything to do with programming variables, so just changing the numbers and the position of the body slightly. You know how to explain things verbally to people. If you can't do it through kinesthetic touch and just, you know, pointing to a certain part, you can demonstrate it yourself. The person can look and then they can do it themselves. Now, I know it's a little harder to change the position of somebody's body when you're not physically there, but you can't let it stop you from turning the computer on and having a go at it, because it's actually not that hard. It's not as hard as you're making it out to be. And nor is the problem of having no equipment, because you can get creative. I've got a client, I know she was, she gave everybody a workout using a filled up bucket. They filled the bucket up with whatever, but everyone's got a bucket in their laundry and just fill it up with whatever, random things, right? You might not have a big heavy water bottle. I know we have to use some weights, some resistance and blah, blah, blah. But what are you really going to do? Wait for the government to tell you what you're allowed to do in terms of how you train people? No, we have the internet, so let's get to using it and turn it on and figure out how to get it done. Now, I'm not suggesting that you randomly turn it on with your client. I do think, I know for sure, you need to have a practice run. It doesn't take long. Have a practice run with one of your friends or a family member or something that's in a different room to you, and learn how to use either Zoom or Google Hangouts or BeLive.tv. There are multiple platforms. Zoom's at the moment the easiest thing to use, but that's easy. That's because it's easy to record. You don't have to record it. You could call them on Facebook Messenger or Instagram video chat, like, which is in the messenger section of social media, because you don't have to record it, do you? No one said you have to record it. If you're anything like me, clients aren't actually going back and watching the recordings of their videos anyway. They're not. Maybe 5% are. Guys, you know that this is the truth. Ask your clients, survey them. Do they watch the video recordings of workouts that they've already paid for? Bet you most of the time they don't. Sometimes they might, sure, but most of the time they don't. They'll do the thing if it's live. So this is why your appointments with them are important. You can't make them want to do it, but it's very easy to just set aside 15 minutes before the appointment starts or outside the appointment time, and help them to get used to the technology. You know, I, for example, with onboarding people into, I've got a 90-day program for coaching people with their business. And before the pandemic, nobody knew how to use, well, often Facebook Messenger calls, and also they had no clue really how to use Zoom. Now they do. But I would always have Facebook Messenger open. I would send them the link in Facebook Messenger to the Zoom call, because it's very easy. You just click invite. At the moment of using Zoom, it sets up a password in there automatically for you. You can simply, when you're setting up the meeting in Zoom, you untick the box that says password required, just untick the box. And then I would send them the invite, and I would keep Facebook Messenger open. Or I also keep my phone there. So if they're in the same country as me, I could just call them on the phone and help them get the text sorted to get them onto the Zoom call. It's not that hard. And I would send them an email beforehand as well, because guys, I've just turned it on and figured it out, right? I sent them an email beforehand as well that would outline that I suggest they join from a computer, not a phone, so that I can share my screen with them. But that's because I'm taking notes, right? And I want them to see the notes. I want them to take their own notes, etc. You don't need to share your screen with them unless you're going to teach them something that's written down. But what you do need to do is just share your video. And at the top of the Zoom screen now, if you have a look at Zoom and you've got Zoom open, you're on a call, there's a little grid. I think it's a little grid. I can't remember what it looks like. It's a little grid of like 9 boxes. If you just tap that and it goes to meeting view, and then both your windows will be the same size. Otherwise, whoever's talking in the meeting takes up the majority of the space on the screen. So there you go. You've had a quick Zoom lesson. Probably by the time you're listening to this, Zoom will have changed its interface, but it's irrelevant. You have to turn it on, practice, take 15 minutes to do it with a friend. Now, one of my gorgeous friends, who's not even in my coaching space or whatever, she's got a photography business, said to me during the pandemic, oh, I need to learn to use Zoom or blah, blah, blah. And I said, oh, I'll show you. So we just did some Zoom calls with each other. And she's already now, like a month or two later, much more of an expert at it than I am. She like knows how to put a different backdrop on it. She knows how to put different audio over the top of it. I'm just not even into that stuff, but that's how good she is. As far as just turning it on and having a go. Does she have a tech background? No, not at all. Doesn't even know how to use Facebook properly. But she's figured out how to do that, and she hasn't let it hold her back. So everything that you're putting in your way is just there because you're deciding for it to be in your way. if you make the goal bigger than yourself, remember that it's got nothing to do with the technology that you use, and nor should you be dropping your prices, because you could change that person's life with your appointments. And you've got to remember this. What's that worth? I know right now, and so do you, it's totally invaluable. That's what it's worth. It's totally, totally, totally invaluable. But it might help be a helpful exercise for you to literally write down the money that you're helping them save on whatever the thing is that you specialize in doing. And what would that cost them 6 months from now if they kept doing the same thing that they're doing that's not getting as good a results as what you could get in X amount of time? And what would that be worth for them to be using those other modalities that aren't working? What would that look like in 12 months from now when they're still doing it and it's still not working? Like, what does that actually add it up dollars wise? Now, you're not doing that for you to go tell these people those things, because this should come out, to be honest, in the questioning and you on before you're on board a client, and to help them make a decision, actually, not tell them, but to help them make a decision as to whether they're going to use you, you do need to bring those things up, because how much money are people spending on stuff? They need to have all the facts on the table at the point of sale. So this is one of the tips for sales. It's like so important, that's so skipped. And don't tell people, oh, well, if you, you know, didn't have your 2 coffees a week, then you'd be able to do personal training. Or wank on, as if someone's going to give up their coffee. I know I wouldn't give up coffee for personal training. Anyway, I digress. You get my point though. So, but it's more how I want to get things fixed. I want to get to the point as in a short amount of time as possible, because otherwise it's a waste of money. And it's important to go through that in the interview process. But more importantly, the reason I'm putting that out to you, sorry if I just broke your eardrums, is because too many experienced coaches way undervalue themselves. So I don't, stop dropping your prices. Please stop dropping your prices to $5, $10, whatever it is. And definitely don't do that for one-on-one stuff. Because if you want to do that for random group stuff and people to access your stuff, sure, fine, because that's what I do. I do a lot of free material. Shitload of free material. Love helping. It's just me. Love helping, love teaching. And then I have a 90-day course that can actually transform and help you do all the stuff, teach you to do everything you need to do for the rest of your freaking business life. Like, I'm not joking. Ongoing, forever, amen. Like, you possibly won't need anything else unless you want to go down the track of, for example, learning ClickFunnels or Facebook stuff or anything specifically to do with a website, SEO, like any of the really dry stuff. But you'll soon learn what to focus on and what matters. And in 90 days, like, can you imagine actually transforming? Like, what would that be worth? I can tell you what it's worth. It's worth $50,000 to $100,000 is actually what it's worth. And it's not even a tenth of that. So as far as what the cost people, but I personally make sure it gives more than 10 times the value. And that's how you can value your own online whatever. Like, pretend it's a face-to-face session. Pretend you're doing one session a week with these people. And literally one of the price points that you could start at is whatever you charge for a one-on-one session. That's what your session should be with this person for once a week. And no, it's got nothing to do with the minutes that you're there with them for. Remember, so it might take 30 minutes, it might take 45, it's irrelevant. You're going to have to go to the back end and do homework with them anyway, aren't you? Yes, you will send them stuff. So, and you'll personalize it to them as well, won't you? Yes. So let yourself do that. Being able to grow your business requires a massive amount of trust and understanding that you are going to be sitting in the place where you don't know what the hell you are doing. And getting comfortable with that, like it or not. And if you want to step into the void and you'd like me to help you do that in 90 days, and you're an experienced coach, send me a message wherever you're listening to this audio, or my email is kate@katemartinmentor.com. Besides that point, you're actually free to ask me a question. I will always reply. So feel free to email me, ask me a question, or contact me on any of the social medias. I love hearing from you guys, because there should be more coaches that can do more with their business and their talents and their skill set in less time, because most of the people I help are mums. I know what it's like to have zero freaking time, and to be able to figure out what the things are based on your skill set that will help you to move the needle in your business. And it's critical, because I don't want you experienced coaches going out of business. The worst thing you could do is go get another job. That would be a tremendous, tremendous shame. You could, like some of my girls, end up being the main breadwinner of your family and prove them all wrong. And I love doing things to prove people wrong, don't you? Anyway, hit me up if you've got any questions. Hopefully that's helpful, and I will talk to you soon.
online. I'm talking to you about, just for example, running your first 4-week, 8-week, 12-week intensive where you actually speak to people, meaning they are a VIP and they have a VIP experience, meaning that they speak to you once a week. And that's the example that I gave, that you might want to, for example, just charge it at your normal personal training rate. But then starting to understand the value that you provide to people and being obviously fully booked, you have to raise your prices for a couple of the next intakes. And sometimes that takes getting over yourself in terms of what you can charge and understanding your value. And also, more importantly, helping the client to understand it. Actually, no, that is not more important. The most important part is that you are sold on it yourself. The rest actually doesn't matter. Now, I'm not saying that you don't get out of bed for less than $10,000 or anything stupid like that, but if you're an experienced coach and you haven't got any high-end products, then you must start to experience that because it will give you leverage. The product's outcome is that you help the person to get really good results with whatever modality you coach in. You help them to get good results. So that means that whatever you're selling is not a lie. So this is why I'm only speaking to experienced coaches, because if you're a beginner coach, you don't really know that you can help the person get the result with the modality that you've trained in. You don't actually know that. So you have to do the groundwork and get good at what you're doing. And this is for the coach who literally doesn't have any more time in their diary, yet they want to experience it online. So you do that, you up the price as well, so that there's a couple of people that enroll. And I'm not, and then there you go, so you've got it. I'm not saying that you only do high-end, but you must experience that first, I think, to get leverage in terms of then you can get people to help you build your website, then you can get people to help you do your graphics. Please don't do them yourself. You do need somebody to help you with them. And then some of the tech work, then you can get people to help you with an email, whatever you're doing, growing an email list, but you don't need to do all of that stuff before you offer the other thing. Because you have the genius within you and you know how to help people get the result. It's just a matter of literally talking to them online / Zoom or Facebook Messenger or whatever it is like a phone call. And that's the stuff that transforms people's lives. Presuming, yes, okay, you can send them exercise programs if that's what you want to do, give them some homework to do in between. Or maybe you are demonstrating some exercising stuff with them. But you see how, like, pretty soon it's the words that you say to people that will help them get around or get over themselves, etc., that helps them to make the transformation. It's not counting to 10 and fixing their posture. Like, okay, yeah, that could be transformational if that's what you help people transform in. Do you help people with sore paths? Do you help people transform the way they feel in their body and get out of pain, right? Then that is your modality. But then you also have other lifestyle facets for them to look through and look over and you to help them with, right? Like, there's other habits that you talk to them about. So make a lot of it focused around those habits, because that's worth the gold, wouldn't you say? Like, that's the transformational stuff. Even if people, for example, were coming to see me for exercise, I'd still be giving them one-on-one clients anyway. I'd still be giving them personal habits that they had to change and work on each week, and I'd write it down on my own records of their workout, their sheet, and then I'd ask them about it the next week, so I'm holding them accountable, because nobody does anything if you don't hold them accountable, and that's what your job is, right? Get the results, so hold them accountable. It's not your job to do it for them, it's your job to figure out which is the best habit for them to change, which I always used to give my guys a selection. Here are the things that are going to make the most difference. What are you going to do? Because one of the most powerful things in coaching, I think, is that the person gets a bit of a choice. Because nobody likes being told what to do, so if you could give them a bit of a choice. But anyway, I had to come back and edit this audio and add that in, because I'm not saying you can only do high-end or you can only do one-on-ones online, etc. But this is to launch online. Of course you could do low-end programs where people might just watch the video and work their way through the stuff themselves. But if you start there, you're definitely going to be running yourself ragged with a lot of traffic, a lot of people, a lot of moving parts. You're going to feel tired than what you would do if you started with the VIP and work what is traditionally backwards in the funnel sequence for what online marketers usually teach us to do. Why? Because experienced coaches like yourself already know how to help people transform. So it's a matter of tapping into whatever part of that genius is that you would find the most enjoyable and communicating that through very good marketing and using your warm network, because you've got probably enough people to get your first couple of clients and a lot of experience in it, and then that builds your belief, etc., because at the moment that's the main problem. And you know where I am. I've already given you my contact details. That's kate@katemartinmentor.com if you want to ask a question, and or also if you want to hit me up for a place in my 90-day program, of which at the time of recording this, there are places available where we will literally set you on the trajectory to triple your business, like minimum, usually 5 times your business, in the next 6 to 12 months. And everything that you execute, you'll see that by the end of that 90 days, yeah, okay, you'll be making 2 or 3 times the money that you were making at the start. But what happens in the next year after that is what's interesting. That's why I interview people a couple of months after they've come out of it. It's interesting. All right, guys, I'll let you go. Let me know if you've got any questions. Talk soon. Until then, just go worry about the art that you are doing and help your clients.